The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This week's gospel lesson from Matthew is the second half of the Sermon on the Mount. If you were in church last week, you would have heard the Beatitudes, Jesus' litany of all of those who are blessed. And today, Jesus uses the metaphors of salt and of light to describe how God's followers are called to live in this world. And these metaphors really suggest that each of us has a purpose, a reason for being. Think about salt. Salt can be used to either season food or it can be used as a preservative. And think about a lamp. A lamp provides light, which illuminates, which reveals, which shows what is hidden. So salt and light, they have their purpose. My brothers and sisters, what is our purpose? What, as a community of the followers of Jesus Christ, are we called to live into? What impact might we have on the places where we study and work, where we worship and live and play? Now, to know that we are called to make a difference in the lives of the people that we encounter every day, that can seem pretty daunting. And I don't know about you, but just considering all of the issues that we're facing right here in Shelby County, it's really overwhelming. I think for people who really want to make a difference, sometimes it seems so overwhelming that we don't even know where to start. However, Jesus has really upped the stakes, right? He set the bar extremely high. Because think about what he said. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. So this is about far more than what happens in Shelby County, Tennessee. Because God's mission is cosmic in scope. And that's not surprising, right? Because everything that we see was created by God and is loved by God. So it's not surprising that from God's vantage point, it's really the whole universe. What is a little intimidating is to think that God is calling me to be a part of the solution, to see places where there is need or where an issue needs to be addressed, and to then say, I'm not just going to complain. I'm going to kind of roll up my sleeves, and I'm going to help to whatever extent I can. And when Jesus said, he didn't come to abolish the law, but rather to fulfill the law, he's reminding us that God has always had expectations for God's followers. Think about the Old Testament lesson that we heard from the prophet Isaiah, who ministered hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? So there seems to be a connection between justice and liberation, judgment and compassion, where God is involved. God cares deeply about anybody whose soul is burdened, anyone who is struggling, anyone who is being mistreated. God sees them and God knows their needs. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, are invited to care about the same things that God cares about. Now, I don't want to minimize the difficulty of what this means for us, right? It's really hard work. Because when we see an issue and we want to try to make a difference, if we see injustice or things that aren't right, I mean, where do we start? Are we doing too much? Are we not doing enough? We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. It can really be overwhelming. And yet, brothers and sisters, Holy Scripture is clear. Participating in God's ongoing work of righteousness is something that we have been commissioned to do. So you may very well be saying, is there any good news in today's lessons? Well, I think there is good news, because when Jesus used the word you, so you are the salt, you are the light, he wasn't talking to an individual. He wasn't saying, Christian, you have to do it all. This is one of the places where translation become an issue. He's talking third person plural. I guess if he were Southern, he would have said all y'all, right? This is not a singular, it's plural. He's talking to the community. This is a communal call, manifesting, living into God's kingdom is not something any of us can do on our own. So that is the good news for me, I'm not expected to always get it right. I don't have to shoulder all of the burden by myself. I've got all of you, and isn't it fabulous to be so full today that we've got people sitting in the choir stalls? I have the members of the other Episcopal congregations in this diocese, and then all the Episcopalians in the U.S., and then the 80 million members of the worldwide Anglican Communion, and then Christians of other denominations throughout the world. We're all co-laborers in God's vineyard. So I wonder, brothers and sisters, have we really availed ourselves of the opportunities for partnership, for collaboration, for working with people of goodwill from all backgrounds as we seek to be God's salt and God's light? Because we're going to need some partners in this work. There is a price to be paid when you stand up for other people, right? I mean, we know that. And in fact, Jesus himself paid the ultimate price. He lost his human life because he was concerned about the least and the lost and the lonely. And he then said, not in this morning's gospel, but in another gospel, not only will you do the things that I have done, but you will do even greater works than these. I mean, it's kind of incomprehensible. I don't think I could even do 10% of what Jesus did. I mean, how can I heal the sick or restore sight to the blind or raise the dead? And yet, Jesus invites us to live as if we believe, truly believe in our hearts that everything he did, we can do as well. And that's why the sacraments of baptism and confirmation are such important events, not only for you all personally who will be experiencing these sacraments, but really for the whole church. Because you're dedicating your lives to God. You will promise a bunch of things in the baptismal covenant in just a few minutes. But guess what? Everyone gathered here will make those promises as well. We're in it together. And so there are people who can uplift us when we're tired. There are people who can encourage us when we do feel inadequate, when our resources seem limited. The sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, which means so much to us as Episcopalians, it feeds us, it nourishes us spiritually, and we are called to leave this altar and then go out and do the work God has given each of us to do. Again, what is our purpose? Jesus calls us to be salt and light. Have you ever tasted a dish? It only takes a little bit of salt to season it. Maybe we needed a lot of salt to keep us safe on the ice this week. But when it comes to a dish, you don't want too much. And if a room is completely dark and one candle is lit, it makes all the difference in the world, right? So if each of us is holding our individual candles, imagine the impact that that can have from the light of all of these candles. My brothers and sisters, we are being invited to join hands with others in our diocese and beyond to truly make a difference, to figure out how to let our light shine in this world. So may God, who calls us to this sacred work, give us the courage, the humility, probably the audacity to believe that what we do matters, that we can be a positive force for change in this world through the power of the Holy Spirit and by joining hands with one another. Amen.